Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations, and he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام لأنسبن الإسلام نسبة لم ينسبها أحد قبلي الإسلام هو التسليم والتسليم هو اليقين واليقين هو التصديق والتصديق هو الإقرار والإقرار هو الأداء والأداء هو العمل.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, I am defining Islam as no one has defined before me. Islam is submission. Submission is conviction. Conviction is affirmation. Affirmation is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is discharge of obligations, and discharge of obligations is action.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So what an honor indeed it is to be speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. His Eminence's persona is something that is truly amazing. It is transcendental to time and place. It has gone far beyond the reaches of space and time, and even matter. There are so many different philosophers and thinkers that have passed throughout the ages, but none can compare to the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where over, you know, the last 1,000 years, people have been speaking about his persona, people have been writing about his persona, and people have been learning from his persona. And even if we kind of very humbly speak about our own program here on To My Brother, how many countless episodes have we ourselves had just on this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam? One of the interesting things that we find in His Eminence's persona is this idea that he was always content and satisfied with what Almighty Allah had given to him. And so it's interesting in his statements, alayhi salam, and in the statements of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we find this characteristic that is in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And they have said that the wealthiest of all people is one who is content and is satisfied with what Almighty Allah has given to them. And so we find that throughout the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, that he was always satisfied and content in whatever state he was in. Apart from that, that makes him the wealthiest of all people. Now, historically, he was also wealthy at certain parts of his life, but he always gave away his wealth for the sake of Allah, and he always gave away his wealth for the cause of the Almighty Allah. And, you know, in the present day, this is something that can really help us to be able to get through those difficult times. You know, sometimes the chips are down, we're not in a very good financial situation. You know, it's very difficult to make ends meet. It's very difficult to pay the bills. But if we are, you know, content and satisfied with what the Almighty Allah has endowed us with, it will bring a little bit of light and cheer into our lives. Now, of course, you know, this doesn't mean that we don't go out and work hard and, you know, search for our sustenance and try to earn our livelihood. We have to do these things. But sometimes, you know, the situation in life is such that despite our hard work and our effort, we're still, you know, in a relatively lower financial situation. And in that situation where you have done your best to try to get out of this kind of a lower financial status, you know, when you realize that, well, this is what it is, and you are content and satisfied with what the Almighty Allah has given, then of course this brings a positive light and positive energy into our lives. And on the other hand, you know, you have individuals that have absolutely everything that they could imagine. They are incredibly wealthy. They have, you know, whatever they could ever dream of having. But despite that, because they are not content and they're not satisfied with what the Almighty Allah has given them, even despite having everything that they have, they're still not happy. And again, it goes back to this part, which is very beautifully manifested in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that truly the wealthiest of all people is one who is satisfied and content with what the Almighty God has given to them. A very beautiful and profound lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open. supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Imam Ali used to wake up in the morning and go to work. Early in the morning. Early in the morning he goes and feeds the poor. Early in the morning he goes and finishes his dhikr and goes and works. Early in the morning he starts till he comes home. But late at night, having finished his duties, his social duties, there are people in our community who are married, who are fathers, who don't even work and support their families. And they claim to be lovers of Ahlul Bayt. How can you be a lover of Ahlul Bayt if a man doesn't go and earn his living? That's the Holy Prophet wants. I remember a history. Story. These stories are something that should be in our heart. These are the actions of the Quran. Where a man comes and shakes his hand and it was rough, the Prophet kisses it. He was a farmer. And the man says, "Oh, Ya Rasulullah, why did you kiss it?" He said, "This is the hand that brings halal living. This is the hand that goes and works and earns a living. This is the hand of a person like Imam Ali alayhi salam. That he goes to work and he refuses, he gives his duty, he distributes. That he comes home with meager amount of wealth only to sustain his family. But no member of his family ever complained. No member. Yet they had an open door policy where people would come to their homes and Imam Ali used to feed the people. Look at the story. That Maitham at-Tammar is being held by Ibn Ziyad, who wants to execute him, and says, "Why do you love Ali ibn Abi Talib? Why do you follow that man? You and I in the same shoes, brothers and sisters. There is much to say." He says, "Why do you love?" And Maitham looks at him and says, "If you can find me someone better, I will follow him." What an answer to Ibn Ziyad. "If you can find me someone better, then I will follow him. Do you have anyone better?" And it's logical. If I have something lesser and better, you're a fool to follow lesser. So Maitham is using logical argument. Subhanallah, what wisdom at the moment of your death, when Ibn Ziyad has captured you, where you know your time is coming, where you know you're going to be put on that stick, where you know you're going to be hung. Allahu Akbar. That kind of love, you cannot compare it with any other relationship. When Allah says, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub," dhikrillah is this. When you remember Ahlul Bayt, when you remember the Messenger, when you remember Allah, you find that your heart wants to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was hated, loved and hated. Shaheed Mutahhari has written an excellent book. He says, polarization around the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. He's a character that brought people towards him, and he's a man who repulsed people. There were two sides to him. In other words, two sides in the sense that of people. One hated him passionately, and one loved him to the point of giving anything. They could give their whole lives to him. You find the lovers of Ahlul Bayt today, the lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen today, are proving themselves. Today, they are the best resistors of any form of oppression. They have meager armaments. They are neighbors of vicious people. Yet they defend the truth. They are fighters. They defend justice. They don't allow injustice. They don't allow oppression. They don't allow their lands to be occupied. They don't allow themselves to be made slaves. They don't allow themselves to be fooled. Why? Because Imam Ali alayhi salam has taught us that if you follow my way, as Allah says, that if you follow this one, then you are of that successful one. You are the one who is the winner. This is a clear command. Imam Ali alayhi salam's character, briefly. And what a gift of Allah that Allah has planted this love of Ahlul Bayt in their hearts. That as lost as they may be, in the nightclubs they may be hanging, salah they may not be doing, they may not be showing to these kinds of gatherings, but it's dormant. It's for you and I to go and get them through the love of Ahlul Bayt. And I'm telling you, it's there because humans love the best examples. Imam Ali alayhi salam is that kind of an example where he never made a person feel bad. His wisdom was beyond comprehension. When he would answer complex mathematical answers, people were stunned. Even the second caliph, he says, how come you answer so quickly? He's asking the second caliph, what is one? How many are these? He says, two. Imam says, how come you don't waste time in answering this? He says, that's how I see. When you ask me such question, when he says, saluni, saluni, qabla an tafqiduni, ask me before you miss me. Why did he say that? Because he has already been endowed with this wisdom. He has been endowed with this knowledge for you and I to follow. But he's just not a man of wisdom. He's a man of action.
For listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.